If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
So apparently your favorite song right now could save a life. Good morning. It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy. I don't know if you guys will remember, but a few years ago, I think it was like 2015, the American Heart Association and the American Red Cross started promoting an easier hands-only version of CPR.
Okay.
So they said to resuscitate someone and possibly save a life, you only need to learn two things. Mm-hmm. And please don't learn this from us here today. I really suggest that you take some sort of course or something.
Public service announcement.
But this is what they told us. We only need to learn two things. Number one, a willingness to press really hard on someone's chest. Like, you got to press really hard.
You really do, right. Which is uncomfortable.
And
this is for adults only. Like, kids is different. You don't want to be pressing
kids,
as hard.
And kids, they said you can still do the mouth-to-mouth because oftentimes it could be because something is obstructing their airways. And the same goes for seniors as well. Okay, so two things. The willingness to press really hard on someone's chest, on an adult's chest, and to learn the song Stayin' Alive by the Bee Gees. The lyrics are a little bit ironic, but the rhythm the rhythm of this song just about perfectly matches the optimum CPR rhythm of 100 chest compressions per minute. So if you're doing chest compressions to this song, you're going to be on track. You're going to be doing them at the right intervals, basically.
And don't distract yourself by singing the song, unless it helps you stay.
I think you'd have to. Okay. I would have to. I'd be like,
Wouldn't it be weird seeing someone doing CPR singing that? You don't know why they're singing it?
I don't care what they're doing if you're saving a life.
I'm down for it.
So I guess the deal is that the much younger generation may not know that song, right?
True.
They'll think it's some sort of new song, you know?
It's from ages ago.
They have no idea. So this site has shared an alternative list of songs that are popular right now have the most videos on YouTube that will also work in this situation.
Let's have them.
All right, I'll give you the top three, okay? In at number three, Ed Sheeran, Justin Bieber, I Don't Care.
And I'm with my baby, yeah.
So if you're doing CPR to that, you're pretty close to perfectly.
We're all doing like fake chest compressions in the studio right now.
Get the beat down.
In at number two, which I think I would prefer for this kind of situation, not that I don't like Ed and Justin, but Marshmello and Happier.
Right.
You're sort of giving them good energy at the same time. I want you to be happier, you know?
It's all about the good vibes, right?
It is about the lyrics and the good vibes as well.
If you're going to be singing it.
It feels like when the beat drops, so you want to speed up a little bit.
No.
You got to keep that tempo. The ideal tempo is a tempo of 100 to 120 beats per minute.
Okay.
All right, I was surprised by the number one. They say that this song, the rhythm of it, matches perfectly the pace at what they recommend chest compression intervals should be performed, okay?
So this is the ideal song.
This is the ideal song.
Whoa.
Oof. This is slower. A tough one with the ballads.
Yeah, you got to really find that. It might be tougher to find the tempo in that song.
Yeah, you almost have to do it like double time.
Plus, it's too sad.
Right.
It's too sad to be doing CPR to this song, right?
We're all about those good vibes. It's going to bring them down.
And then I'd be worried I'm not hitting the notes and everything as I'm doing it. Let's go back to Marshmello. I think that's my pick. Happier, right?
There you go.
Feels like you can save a life.
Stay with me. Stay with me.
Sam, get down on the ground. I want to try this song.
Only mouth to mouth.
All right, so there you go. Some other songs you can keep in mind should you ever be in that, like, obviously very serious and horrible situation when you do have to resuscitate someone. And, you know, just speaking about this today, I was like, I feel like I should take some sort of course. I've never actually taken a CPR course.
It's a good idea. I did it years ago. You forget it, though. That's the only thing.
We learned a little bit about it when I took swimming lessons, but it was, you know, you're young. You never really think you'll ever use it or anything like that. And now it's scary to think. I don't know what I would do if I was ever put in that situation. I ever had to give somebody CPR.
Did you just listen to what I said? Because I just told you exactly what to do.
Okay,
You push really hard on their chest and you play Happier.
But it's the last thing you think of is Marshmello and Happier when you're in that situation. You're panicking.
It's a great story, but is it true?
Time for Nikki, Sam, and Andy's to tell the truth.
This is one of our favorite things. We always have a stranger enter our studio, thanks to our producer, Rob. They come in with an amazing story. They share it with us. And along with your help on the text line, we decide whether they're lying or whether they're telling the truth, right?
Easier said than done.
It is. It is. All right. So we have a stranger making his way into the studio right now. So good morning. If you could please introduce yourself and let us know why you're here this morning.
Hi, my name is Chris, and I have been engaged to be married 10 times, and I am 35 years old.
What?
Yes, so you do the math.
10 times?
10 times, I'm 35.
Yeah. You didn't come in here with a question to ask me this morning, did you?
let's see how the interview goes first.
Hey, girl.
Tell us how this came about. Were you in love all of those times? In hindsight, Are you like maybe... And I'm assuming you're the one who asked the question all 10 times.
Absolutely. Every time I'm the one who popped the question. I mean, obviously, I sort of like feel things out and try to make it, you know, get a sense that it's somewhat reciprocal. But this sort of like serial type behavior goes back to high school.
In what way? How does it go back to high school? What happened?
All of you guys, you know, you knew a couple in high school, that gross couple that was always making out by the lockers, that always had their hands in each other's back pockets walking down the
Ashley
hallway.
Ashley and Brad.
They're the worst.
Never forget them.
I was always jealous of those guys. Yeah, that
was us. I was completely unrepentant about my behavior. It's a little embarrassing to think about. Now, that was Renata. It was sort of like engaged to be engaged in the ninth grade. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I actually popped the question to her at prom.
Didn't your parents tell you you're too young for that?
We eventually sort of decided that we were too young for that.
Okay. Oh, did you?
And I think that moment of realization came on our first day of CGEP, and then just seeing the expanded sort of gene pool available to each of us.
So yeah, bigger than you thought.
You know, you didn't say that you have proposed to 10 people. You said you've been engaged 10 times, and I have to say it sounds pretty impressive that 10 women in your lifetime, and you're only 35 years old, have agreed to marry you.
You know, for lack of a better description, I am intensely empathetic and emotionally connected to the person I'm with. When I'm with a woman, she is the only person in the universe.
Wow, so, are you married now?
Yeah, we've been married for 1 year. You know, this one's for keeps.
You've only been married once out of 10 times?
Yeah, once out of 10 times. I mean, we got pretty darn close on some previous occasions. One person who shall remain nameless actually left me at the altar in Vegas. And I know that sounds like a huge cliche. I saw her walk in the entrance, you know, at the far end of this huge sort of ballroom and froze, turned, walked out.
I don't want to sound mean here, but did you ever think that it was maybe you? It was something that you were doing?
Yeah, like after about like 5 or 6, like I've got some core friends that have been with me for years, and you know, they started to express concern that, you know, they didn't, well, and maybe it was coming from a bit of a selfish place in that like their lives would be thrown into turmoil anytime one of my engagements would get called off. Mm-hmm. And like all of a sudden everything was about me for the next like month and a half. And, like,
yeah, how many rings have you purchased all these 10
fiancés?
Let's get down to the numbers, please.
I did the math on my way in this morning. I've purchased 4. Mm-hmm. Made one.
Have any prior fiancés come back to you with regret having not, you know, married you? Like, have any of them come back into your life or tried to come back?
Number one, from high school, Renata, we reconnected in 2007. And I ended up proposing to her.
Again.
Oh.
Second time's a charm.
We didn't tell anyone just because, you know, we were feeling a bit gun shy. And then she ended up meeting someone else.
Oh. All right. I really wish we could go on here. I feel like I could ask you questions for about 27 days. Like, the only thing that would make this better is if somebody called us, like numbers 1 through 9 called us, yes, and we could talk to them. If numbers 1 through 9 are out there, we're looking for you.
Have you ever heard of anyone being engaged that many times?
Well, this text, we're getting a lot of texts at 92925. This one says he's Ross from Friends. You do remind me a little bit of Ross.
What was he, like, engaged 3 or 4 times?
Multiple times, yeah.
Chris is killing Ross. This text says, I think he's telling the truth. No, I don't believe his marriage will last, unfortunately, although I'm hoping for the best.
Aww,
kind of cruel.
I'm sorry, Chris.
I like this text here. He's lying, and if he's not, I need to talk to his mom.
Yeah,
seriously. I know, especially that high school engagement. That's the most questionable one. All right, so it looks like it's pretty split down the middle on our text line, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Some people are very sure that you're lying. Some people are very sure that you're telling the truth.
Yeah, this text says, what an effing liar. So they're very sure that he's lying.
The language, please. All right, Andy, why don't you go first this week?
You have to be lying. I want to believe that you're lying, so I'm going to say you're lying. I don't think... You seem like a really well-spoken, well-thought-out person, and I don't think that you would put yourself through that. I think at one point, maybe after 2 or 3... you'd kind of clue in to think, okay, maybe this whole marriage thing isn't for me. But to propose 10 times, I can't see you putting yourself through that. You seem way too smart of a guy to do that to yourself. So I'm going to say you're lying.
Oh, man. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm going to say you're telling the truth, actually. And I'm just going with my gut instinct, just like you do when you propose. And apparently...
And how's that worked
out? It hasn't worked out very well for you, but I'm hoping it's going to work out well for me. You do seem very smart. You do seem very intense when you mentioned that you're intense. I have some experience dating different types of guys. So it's not unheard of. It's not shocking. And when you are proposing that many times, it's not shocking or surprising that it doesn't work out either, because mm-hmm. you're probably not doing it maybe for the best reasons, even though you have good intentions, I'm sure. So my gut is going to say that you are just the type of guy, Chris, who is in love with love and that you're telling the truth this morning.
You have very beautiful eyes.
Oh,
he's about to propose.
Watch
it.
Yes.
I smell number 11.
Yes, Chris.
I agree with Andy when he says, you know, you're very outspoken. You seem like an intelligent guy, but smart guys are often fools for something, and fools for love is a thing. And you can be very passionate and you can fall head over heels time and time again. And I guess after a certain point, you lose track of the number, right?
So yeah.
I thought you were lying, because who in God's name gets engaged 10 times? I mean, it's just unheard of. But then again, I mean, it takes courage to come out here and actually speak your truth.
Oh, so is he lying or is he telling the truth?
I'm going to say you're telling the truth. I'm going to give you a chance, just like you've given love a chance time and time again.
See, there you go. Sam has come over to the bright side. I love it. Okay, Chris, the time has come. Could you please reveal, are you lying or are you telling the truth?
It's a gigantic lie.
Of course it is, Chris. Of course it is.
That is madness. Oh, my God.
How are you so good at this?
I'm not 35. I'm 43, and I've been married to the same woman for almost 20 years.
And is her name Renata?
No, her name is Leyenda.
All right.
What, are you an actor? Like, how? this was so perfectly executed.
I like telling stories.
Okay, clearly.
And I love love. Seriously, I can imagine myself falling in love over and over. I think we all can, you know.
See, I knew there was something there. I knew there had to be something there. All right, well, Chris, who loves love, thank you for coming in and lying to
us. Thank you so much for having me.
And we just actually got a text from one of his exes. She says, "I am his ex, and he is so lying."
Oh.
So there you go.
Which, I guess she never got the proposal.
Which X number are you, though?
That's true.
One
apply.
Through nine. I've lost my touch a little bit with
a
to tell
bit,
the truth.
Eh?
I was on a streak
there. You were
there.
On a streak. You had a good thing going.
I know.
Last few weeks, dropped the ball.
Now, everything's back to normal.
I promise next week I'm going to get it together.
Don't make promises you can't keep.
I'm going to beat both of you with to tell the truth. Thank you so much for playing along at 92925. By the way, if you have an amazing story that you'd like to share, maybe you know someone who does, you can always text us. Just text our producer, Rob, say to tell the truth. You'd like him to get in contact with you, and he will. If you have a great story, maybe you could show up on the show and lie to us or share an amazing story.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Online at thebeat925.ca.
Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play.
And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30.
Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 92.5.